Hello,
and good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And welcome to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast.
My name is Sean.
And my name is Chris.
Hello.
Ah, man.
Another day down.
Another day.
Yep.
Another day, another dollar?
Quarter dollar.
Yeah.
Maybe 30 cents.
Well, with taxes, you never know.
Yeah.
I don't even know what taxes my rate is. I don't think...
I have no idea.
Supposedly the IRS knows, though.
Yeah. As long as they know and they're going
to
do their
thing. But they want you to figure it out.
I don't
want to
figure it out.
Like, hey, we know you owe X amount.
No.
But we want you to figure out, and if you don't pay it, then we're going to penalize you.
Yeah.
No. Makes zero sense.
Yeah.
Not political talk, but sorry.
No, just in general.
I could go political, but I'm not going to.
No, we're not going to. It's been long enough. We can't
flat tax. Do it. Flat tax.
Flat tax. Ooh, oh, that'd sorry. Be good.
No. Did I say that out loud?
No, bad. You didn't.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
So I got a little funniness of an episode here for you. I got, you know, little this, a little that, but we're going to start with this.
Over I here. Don't like the way this is going already.
No, you'll like it. You'll be fine. But where did that image go? Just had it. Oh no. I got to find it. There it is. So I have a question for you.
Here we go.
If you could dispense 5 liquids from your 5 fingers, what would you have?
Number 1 would be iced black tea.
Okay.
Number 2 would be iced lemon tea.
Okay.
Number 3 would be, in particular, the yerba mate lemon tea. The 4th would be Jack Daniels.
Okay. Before you tell me your 5th, because you did all drinks for those 5 fingers. Mm-hmm. I said any liquid. So tell me what your 5th is, but then we'll go back. And if you want to change any, you could.
The 5th would be water.
Okay.
So going back, now that I can dispense a liquid, I'm going to get rid of the plain lemon tea.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go sriracha.
Okay. You went completely different than I thought you were going to. Which, that makes it, that's what makes the episode fun.
Okay.
Because how I would look at it, for like me, I would do coffee.
Okay.
Because I love coffee, right? I would probably do...
Nacho cheese?
No. I do have more drinks like you. I would do the cucumber lime Gatorade.
Ah, damn it. That's, and it's staring me in the face.
Yep. I really like that there. Number 3, you're going to laugh at me on this one, Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper's solid.
Dude, and I don't drink soda often.
Same.
But if I could just go like this and fill it up with Dr. Pepper,
yeah.
I probably would. Number 4 for me right now would be gasoline.
Okay.
Cause think about it. Like, I don't have to go to a gas station. I'll just fill up my, think about the amount of money you would save.
That's true.
And then number 5 would be water, because water could be multifunctional, right?
It could.
You can go fill up a swimming pool.
Yep.
You can put out a fire. You can drink it.
Make pasta.
Yeah. So,
okay.
But gasoline, that would be like,
gosh darn it. I wasn't thinking outside the box.
Sriracha, though. I didn't think about that one. That's pretty bold right there.
Yeah. I mean, I can eat Chinese food 3 nights a week and then spaghetti the other 3 nights a week.
There's 7 days in a week, right?
I know. But the seventh would be like a steak and potatoes or something.
See, I could eat Chinese food. Or Asian food in general.
Yeah.
7 days a week.
Yeah, it's so good.
I mean, the variety of Asian food out there, going from like being white girl Asian food, orange chicken, right? Yeah. To a pad thai.
Yep.
Or to a curry.
You know, speaking of orange chicken, Panda Express gets a bad rap because it's fast food, Chinese, fast, whatever. Their orange chicken in particular is super solid.
No one can compete with it.
Nobody.
That is their one item no one can compete with.
I couldn't even tell you, and I don't go to Panda Express often at all, but if I were to look at the amount of times that I've gone to Panda Express, I don't believe I've gotten any other main course than orange chicken.
Every time, I will say this, every time I've ever gone to Panda Express in my entire life, I have always gotten orange chicken.
Yeah.
And maybe I've gotten some other type of chicken, like their black pepper chicken's really good. I like that.
Yeah. I think my, besides it being amazing, I think my thought process is that's all you're getting. You're getting orange chicken.
Yeah.
The other items that they have all the other fillers in it, the veggies and stuff, which is fine.
Yep.
But I want a grub.
Yeah. I want that food. The only place that I think has ever competed in flavor wise, I think, for orange chicken is Panda Express, or not Panda Express, is PF Chang's and Payway back in the day. I know there's a
still Payway.
They still have some.
Where was that for us?
Where Sports Chalet used to be, back when Sports Chalet was there. Whether the Krispy Kreme, the In-N-Out, that shopping center in Roseville.
What's in there now?
Krispy Kreme and In-N-Out, and I think BevMo's in there.
Yeah, BevMo's in there.
I don't know what.
PetSmart, but what?
I think it was Ashley Furniture that took over Sports Chalet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
I completely forgot about Sports Chalet.
Yeah, but Payway was like a cheaper.
And it was in the same parking lot on the opposite side of the parking lot. Correct. Right? Yeah. Okay. I know exactly what you're talking about, and I've had it, and that place is good.
Yeah. Theirs was their orange peel chicken is what they called it.
Oh.
So it wasn't, flavor wise, it was amazing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah. Okay.
But yeah, I could eat Asian food 7 days a week.
It's so good. It is so good. And I'll be the first to admit, Panda Express is, in my opinion, on the bottom of the food chain compared to all of the other Asian restaurants. But in particular, their orange chicken is to die for.
Correct.
It is so good.
Yeah, I agree.
If I could dispense Panda Express orange chicken out of my finger, I would do that. Do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah. What would be cool, and I just thought about this. This is fat kid thoughts right now.
Oh, it happens to me often. 9 times a day, ask the people I work with.
I kind of want to go to Panda Express and get some food, but then get one of those 13-inch tortillas and make a burrito.
Dude, don't tempt me with a good time.
Doesn't that sound bomb?
I'm in.
A fucking Asian burrito?
So there was something that I saw on YouTube, it's been a handful of years, or longer than a handful, where allegedly there were certain Panda Express locations that were doing a...
Oh, they were test trying?
Yeah. Ooh. This was years ago,
yeah.
Chris. You're not going to find anything prevalent. It may pull up, I don't know. But it was so good.
So I looked up Panda Express orange chicken burrito.
Yep.
What the fudge?
And I would do it with chow mein, not rice.
Yeah, that would be good.
And my burrito wrapping skills are top notch. So I could make this.
Panda Express reimagined. Honey sesame chicken breast, which is really good, by the way. I really like it. Shepherd's pie.
What?
Interesting. Yeah. It's on their website right now. Here we go. I don't know how I found this website, but this is an official... it's not going to play through here. But
an official what? Panda Express website?
Yes, Panda Express website. Sorry, hold on. I'm trying to turn down the volume here. It's Panda Express reimagined is what it is. So it's like their innovation section. It looks like the innovation kitchen, and they have different items in here. The original orange chicken and bacon biscuit sandwich.
Wait, and they hold, show you. Hold on a second. Orange chicken bacon sandwich?
Biscuit sandwich.
Oh, I'm in.
Dude, they tell you how to make it. Like, there's literally a video that I
have. Have you used the bottled, because Panda Express sells their sauces, yes, at grocery stores. Mm-hmm. Have you used the orange chicken one?
Yes, it's really good.
Does it taste the same?
It tastes exactly the same. Oh, but shit. It's the chicken that's the problem.
I know.
So you go get the chicken from here, and they're literally making it, and they put cheese on it too. Melted cheese.
I can't do cheese and chicken. I can't do that.
Really?
Yeah, I can't do it. Every time that I get a spicy chicken sandwich or a fried sandwich in general, that's chicken, there's always cheese on it. So I always ask for no cheese. I had it one time and it's just weird to me.
Have you had Chick-fil-A's new seasonal?
No.
Sandwich? It's a pretzel bun.
I need that.
And it has cheese on it. It's delicious.
You know who used, God, we're so fat. You know who used to have an amazing
pretzel bun? You're saying that, but you don't see what I'm watching over here right now.
Do you recall Togo's? What are you awing about over there? What is it?
No, go ahead and finish and then I'll describe what I'm watching. It's
probably not as cool as my story, but do you remember Togo's? Togo's has always had the best hot pastrami sandwich.
Yes, 100%.
Just 100%. It's always been great. I remember back in high school, we would all save up $1.72 to pitch in to get a big sandwich, right? Yeah. Well, I haven't been to Togo's in years. I don't know if it's something that's on the menu, but at one point in time, probably 5 years ago, I went into Togo's, got a hot pastrami, and they have a pretzel bun.
Okay.
And it looks like a hamburger bun, but it's pretzel.
Yeah.
With the hot pastrami.
Oh.
Game changer.
That sounds amazing.
Okay. Yeah. Not as cool as what you're looking at. Explain.
Okay. So it's going through these videos of what they have, right? Yeah. So it looks like what the innovation or reimagine is like, what do you do with your leftover Panda Express, which I don't believe exists.
No.
But so what my mouth dropped was it was on the original orange chicken burrito,
mm-hmm,
and they took the fried rice, put it in a wok to warm it up, threw some cheddar cheese in with it, mixed it in. Hold on. But then they took the orange chicken, and guess how they reheated the orange chicken?
Deep fryer?
What's your favorite tool in your house? Your cast iron.
My air fryer.
They air fried it.
I'm in, dude.
So they air fried it.
Cheese. I guess I would try it.
They air fried it and then made it a burrito. I think the chow mein. I think you hit something on the head there with the chow mein.
Yeah, I mean, rice is rice, but chow mein. And speaking this, we're not even going to do an episode. We're just going to talk about fat kid shit. So last week or 2 weeks ago, got the chow mein, I think they called it a lo mein kit from Costco.
Okay.
And it's a purple bag. It's rectangular in shape. And it's about this long. I'm holding my hands up like I caught a 7-foot fish. but it comes with 4 packages of noodles.
Okay.
4 packages of dried vegetables. 4 packages of a chow mein sauce. But it's weird because the quote-unquote sauce is powder.
Oh, interesting.
And I don't know if they do that so it'll last longer on the shelf. I'm not sure. But when I read the instructions, because I'm like, well, where's the sauce at?
Yeah.
It says to add 4 or 5 tablespoons of water and then 2 tablespoons of olive oil.
Okay.
And so everything rehydrates with the water and olive oil. So it totally made sense. But heat of the moment, I'm like, what the hell? I'm missing something. Or this isn't going to turn out good. It's probably one of the best chow mains I've ever had.
Wonder if you used chicken broth instead of water, if it would taste better.
I mean, it's only up from here, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I could totally see that being awesome.
I have to go to Costco tomorrow, so I might actually have
to look that up. I'll send you a picture of it. We can look it up.
How many dinners is it? I mean,
let's see here. I did two packages of everything. So essentially I split it in half.
Yeah.
I did two packages. I think I added, to my actual meal, I added green beans that I had kind of pan seared with, olive oil and, soy sauce.
Okay.
And then some onion. So I added to the meal, and then I did the shaved ribeye from Trader Joe's.
Okay.
So between the shaved ribeye from Trader Joe's, the couple extra vegetables, and then the actual packet, I got 5 meal prep containers.
Okay.
Out of half of a package.
Okay.
Of
that's Costco pretty good.
Chow mein, yeah. Lo mein, whatever they want to call it. So I mean, essentially, you could get close to 10 meals out of the whole thing if you add a couple extra here and there.
Yeah. Get some items. Chicken thighs and just put an extra chicken in there.
So yeah, you're so even intensifying it from there. So if you were to add, yeah, whatever type of protein you wanted, obviously it's going to bulk up the plate.
Yeah.
And my meal prep containers are portion controlled. So I guess 2 of my portions would be, if I were to actually sit down and like have a full blown dinner.
Yeah.
I would you could probably get 4 meals out of half of a package.
Yeah.
It's so worth it.
Yeah.
And I want to say it was only $6.99.
Dang. Oh yeah. You definitely got to send me a picture.
So I will. So super inexpensive and amazing. And like I said, the powdered seasoning threw me off, but then as it like all kind of came to,
it makes sense.
It made
well, it's probably sense. Powdered too, because they probably have cornstarch in there for the thickening agent.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That's awesome.
It's definitely something that I'm going to be buying every week.
Nice. Okay.
So Costco, it's either chow mein or lo mein. I don't remember what the package said, but they're chow mein style noodles. They're a little bit thicker too.
I'm just very proud of you right now. You are a changed man in 2025.
I got to admit it. I've finally come to terms.
I'm proud of you right now.
I've totally come to terms with loving Costco
and Mavericks
on the weekends.
And
I would still go to AMPM. I would never go to AMPM. Power Market in Rockland on Sunset Monday through Friday.
Okay. We'll work on you. Are you ready for a Ford now?
Oh God, no.
Ford truck?
No.
A real truck?
Stop it.
A real one?
Found off-road dead, dude. No.
We'll get you a real truck.
No. Next. You know what's funny? I actually saw a truck that looked very similar to yours on the back of a flatbed tow truck, and I went to go take a picture, and then they turned, and it didn't happen. But
The next thing, and I know this one's going to be the harder one, and it's just the time of season, that kind of stuff. Are you going to become an actual football fan and watch football this year? Not watch your reruns on VHS.
That's good. 1983, last time we went to the Super Bowl. That was a good little skit that you sent. And I had no idea where it was going because I didn't read the caption or whatever. I just played it. And I'm like, what is going on here? This guy's dressed in full Dallas gear. And
yeah, you could watch the last time Dallas was in a Super Bowl, you have to watch it on VHS.
I'm going to say mid-80s. Let's see here.
No, it was 96, I think it was.
When was the last time they won a Super Bowl?
That they were in a Super Bowl. I don't know if it was
when. Was the last time the Cowboys won a Super Bowl?
I want to say it was 96.
1996?
Yeah.
28 years ago.
Yeah. How old are you?
That's it. Old enough, Chris. Old enough to party.
Were you even double digits yet?
You weren't. No, I was not. That's sad.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay. 1996. Come on, boys.
Well, since we went down this road and completely diverted, there was one more meal on Panda Express's Fat kid. So they're black pepper Angus steak empanadas. Actually looks pretty good.
I think I'd want a bite if you got one, but I wouldn't order that.
Not as good as the burrito and the original orange chicken bacon biscuit sandwich.
So
it looks bomb.
So I think we need to
Make it.
We need, and you know what's interesting about this? If we were to get the big 13-inch tortillas, 13-plus-inch tortillas, and if we got one order of double orange chicken and chow mein, that would make two burritos.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
And I think we'd probably have a little bit of chow mein left over.
Yeah.
Because you'd want an equal mix.
Correct. Yeah, no. We're going to have to do it.
And then we can put it on the Blackstone to sear up.
Yes.
Ha! Game changer.
And then yours, we'll put an extra squig of sriracha.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're doing that. You know what would be really good, sauce-wise, is sriracha mayo. You'd be able to handle that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we could do that.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
God, I want that so bad.
We'll make it.
Okay.
We'll make it. We'll have to figure out how to record it, but we'll make it.
Or at least taking pictures.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I'm thinking we could probably get it videoed. I think we could get a selfie stick and video us doing it.
I'm in.
We could have the Ultimate Buffet cooking
show.
Which actually leads me into something else that I was going to say at the end.
Do you have more questions?
No. Well, I was going to do something else, and I'll still tell you, but this leads into something else. We are now posting daily on Instagram, on YouTube, and on TikTok.
Okay.
The Tickety Talk.
Tickety Talk.
I still haven't gone on and changed the image, though. I need to do that. They are fun facts to expand people's knowledge.
I like that.
So daily videos for that. So you can go on YouTube. You can go on Instagram. You can go on TikTok.
Yeah.
And watch those videos. Also, and I'm very happy about this, so you used to be able to listen to the podcast only on Apple, Spotify, Amazon. We first originally
all the major networks because we're that big of a deal, everybody.
We originally started on YouTube. We had stuff on YouTube, but it was really hard with video and all that. Now, every episode of the Ultimate Buffet podcast, including this one, season 2, episode 31, or 32, sorry, was it 32 or 31? One of them, 32.
32. That's what
can now be listened to on YouTube as well. But every episode is on YouTube now.
Nice.
Yep.
So, how did you manage that? Actually, I don't even care because it's not going to make sense to me. But great job.
It was a multiple day process. Okay. Let me just tell you that right now. It wasn't difficult, but because it had to go through an upload and then it has to go through YouTube's protocols and that kind of stuff, like a couple of them can't get monetized on there because I do stupid shit like, you know, not that one, but like this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not long enough. Don't worry. I can't get demonetized for that. But I thought we would expand it.
Okay. I like it. Well, thank you.
Yeah. So just another way of listening. And I love YouTube. Both you and I love YouTube. So, I mean, I pay for YouTube Premium.
That's
so.
Why I'm fat, because of YouTube.
The amount of stuff that is on my YouTube is just scary.
Yep. Mine consists of cooking videos, gun videos, and Duck Dynasty reruns.
Mine's cooking. I've been getting a lot of music on mine lately, which is I like. Cooking, cars, guns.
A lot of stuff that pops up frequently is like the trick shot stuff.
For yours? Yeah, I don't get that.
And I'm not talking like trick shot,
basketball shooting.
Yeah, just like crazy
dude perfect shots. Stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That type of stuff.
Yep. Okay. Well, today's episode, we actually have talked about it in the past that we were going to do it. We might just have to do it again, but we could still do it and see where it goes. Where, you know, we got a little bit of time that we can see, but I have a thing pulled up on my computer.
Okay.
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT.
Give me a topic for an episode on the Ultimate Buffet podcast is what I'm putting in. Should I hit enter?
Hit enter.
Let's see. Here's a fun idea for an episode for the Ultimate Buffet podcast. comfort food versus adventure food. Talk about the foods people turn to when they need familiarity and comfort, like mac and cheese, fried chicken, pho, versus the foods that push people outside their comfort zones, escargot, sushi for the first time, spicy street food. Dang, see, ChatGPT is awesome.
Okay, so are we running with this? Are we going to go? Yeah. Okay, you go first. So let's go comfort first. Let's go top three.
Top three comfort foods?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. In no particular order, because we're doing this on the spot. And that's why I want to do it. It makes you think on your feet a little bit. I would say Kraft. It has to be Kraft mac and cheese.
What kind?
The original.
Not the spirals?
No, the original.
Oh, spirals are my jam.
I almost went Velveeta shells.
Yeah.
But no, there's something about the powder, and I always put extra butter in it.
Same.
Yeah. But, yes.
I'll do half a stick.
Half?
Oh, yeah.
One box?
Yep.
Oh, that's nothing.
I do
a full stick.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's why your mac and cheese tastes so good.
Yeah.
Jiminy Christmas.
That's probably why I'm so fat.
I've taken the dad tax off the kids when you've made it, and I did not know that.
Yeah, I usually do a full stick.
Okay.
And if we do two boxes, like we have that Kerrygold, like the bigger things, I throw a whole one of those in.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go back and forth. All right. Because it gives me some time to think.
Okay, back and forth. Gosh, I want to put them in order, but I won't. Comfort food in no particular order. I'm going street tacos.
Okay.
And they've got to be the street tortillas.
Yeah.
The smaller round ones. I don't know. There's something about a medium sized tortilla I'm just not a fan of.
You like the smaller for tacos. I understand that.
I would say street tacos, and I have to. All dinner will be ready, and if I don't have cilantro and onion, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it. I have to have cilantro and onion on my street tacos.
Makes sense.
So that would be my first one.
Okay. I'm going to go with a nice bowl of chili and cornbread.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's solid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's times, so we always have a couple cans of chili in the pantry, and just as like a, oh shoot, we got home late. The kids don't mind it. I love canned chili. Absolutely love it.
Well, this is the thing. It's usually a pretty decent product. And when they can it, those flavors just marinate. Like when you make chili, honestly, I would rather make chili and eat it the next day because it tastes better.
That's going to be for my next one, which I'll mention here in a second. But yeah, I agree. I think chili tastes better the day after if you make it.
Yep.
All right. Number two, not in a particular order, but number two would be spaghetti.
See, I was thinking about spaghetti too, which it's on the list, but it's not my top three.
I could eat spaghetti four nights a week.
Yeah.
I absolutely love spaghetti. And there's on numerous occasions where I'll make spaghetti, but not for that evening. It's for the days moving forward.
Yeah.
Because I love day-old, three-day-old spaghetti.
It just, the flavor sits in.
Yep, it totally does.
So it's funny because I talked about I could eat Asian food 5 days or, you know, every day of the week, right? But when I think of comfort food, for some reason, I think of like foods that I ate growing up.
Mm.
And that's where I didn't eat a lot of Asian food growing up. Actually, I ate probably almost none.
Same.
Because we ate more Mexican food than anything. But even at that, my mom didn't even really cook much Mexican food.
So it's interesting that you bring that up. Looking back on our childhood, we both grew up in the same town. And if I recall, and maybe just because we didn't go, there wasn't a lot of Asian restaurants.
No.
There was the one Chinese restaurant that we went to.
Off Granite Drive.
That had the big red doors.
Yep.
Yep.
And you got the number B or the number A?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, that was, I mean, the extent of my I don't know, Asian culture of eating.
Yep.
Would be that place.
I agree.
And that's it.
Right there. Yep.
So
the number B was amazing.
Yeah. Gosh, their lemon chicken.
Yes.
And I've never found a restaurant.
Is that place even still there?
Oh God, no. No, and I think they took that space and I think they've walled it off and it's like a couple different.
Yeah, because it was pretty decent inside.
It was big.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. For one, I know it's not there. And two, I think it's a couple different stores now.
Okay.
They've walled it off. And anyway. But yeah, that was the extent of my Asian culture of eating. Yep. Was that place with the big red doors.
Yeah. Wow. Brings back memories.
Okay, number three.
Cheese enchiladas. Just plain cheese enchiladas.
Is it nostalgic or is it you just love cheese enchiladas?
If I get enchiladas, I don't ever get meat in them. I only get cheese.
Why is that?
I think they taste better. I don't know why. Like when you get a chicken or a beef one, they don't put any cheese in it. I want the cheese. I like the cheese with the enchilada sauce. To me, there's something there. There's something magical. That is just like comfort for me.
I can honestly say I've never had a cheese enchilada.
I will tell you right now, there are some places that have some amazing cheese enchiladas. And you're going to laugh at me when I say this, but Don Quixote's in Rockland.
Mm-hmm.
Has one of the best cheese enchiladas I've ever had. And I don't know why, because they don't do anything. It's not like it's made in a dish. They literally make it in front of you. They will take the tortilla.
Mm-hmm.
They take their freshly shredded cheese.
Yeah.
I think it's freshly shredded. At least in my head, that's what I imagine. Yeah. They roll it. They put two of them on a plate. And then they take their hot enchilada sauce and pour it over. And then they go stick it under the broiler for like a minute.
Yeah.
And it comes out. And it's amazing.
Where is Don Quixote's in Rockland?
Right there on Sunset and Stanford Ranch, is it?
By Dick's Sporting Goods?
No, not Stanford Ranch. Sorry. Park and Sunset. Park and Sunset.
Yeah.
Right there where the McDonald's is on the corner.
I had no idea.
There's the PK Sushi in there.
Which is epic.
There is... a Little Caesars in there. Yep.
There's a nail place.
It's literally opposite of PK Sushi. On the other side is Don Quixote's.
I had no idea.
They have some amazing, amazing Mexican food.
Wow.
We'll have to take the families there. And it's literally like a, before Chipotle was a big thing, like ordering thing. You literally walk up, order there, and then you go pick your seat. And they bring it out, and it's...
So, correct me if I'm wrong, if you even know, I don't know if it's still there or not, but was there a Don Quixote's on Douglas and I think it's Rocky Ridge in where the Sprouts is and Macaroni Grill?
No, that was Dos Coyotes.
Then you're referring to
Don Quixote's, yeah.
Okay.
Dos Coyotes has...
Oh, big difference. Okay. All right. Never mind.
Dos Coyotes is what you're thinking of.
And I remember that place being good.
That place is amazing as well. And their wet burrito is their bomb. Their enchilada sauce is bomb as well. Their enchiladas are great, but their wet burrito is where it's at.
Okay.
Wet steak ranchero burrito. There's actually a Dos Coyotes in the casino. Thunder Valley.
I did know that.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't been there probably since middle school.
I have not been there probably in at least 15 years. Maybe 10.
You know, another kind of fast food Mexican place, which I thought you were referring to, Stanford Ranch and, I don't know, Fairway or Five Star, one of those two, Rubio's?
I was never a big fan of Rubio's.
I've gone only a couple times, and I was told to get the shrimp tacos.
Yeah, they were more known for their seafood.
Their seafood platters or plates, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, yep.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got three each, right?
You got to give me your third.
Third. So I've got tacos, spaghetti. Oh, man. Gosh, I don't know what would be my third comfort food. A lot of the comfort food that I ate as a kid, I ate so much that I'm burnt out on.
There's not one thing that you could, if it was just made right now, you would have no problem taking some bites from it.
I really love lasagna.
Okay, there
we go. I know I said spaghetti, but lasagna is solid.
Well, if you think about the era that we grew up in,
mm-hmm.
we had a lot of those type of dishes because you could make them prior and then throw them in the oven or just reheat them.
Correct.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, I think my household was super similar to yours. We were always running hot with sports and going from here to there. I did a stint with Cub Scouts and we wouldn't get home till 8 o'clock.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, well, what are we going to eat? Well, what can we microwave that we've had in the last couple days?
Yep.
So yeah, no, I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would go taco, spaghetti, lasagna.
Okay. Okay. Adventure food.
Shit.
See, some of this, I feel like could be adventurous, but you've had before and you enjoy, right? Yeah. Like for me, like, authentic, like you said, street tacos were your mm-hmm. comfort, but like authentic street tacos in Mexico. Remember when we went to Mexico for my bachelor party?
I remember portions of it.
Well, yep. I remember the tacos though.
I remember I almost died.
Yeah, but well, that was that was 2 days later. You were fine. Do you remember the tacos?
No.
Do you remember the taco place?
No.
Seriously?
No.
Hold
on a second.
How do I remember?
Was the taco place after the bus ride where the bottles of tequila were being passed around and we were instructed that we could not get off the bus until the bottles were empty?
Yeah.
Hence why I don't remember the taco place.
I don't know why I remember it, but I remember
playing with tigers. Sketchy.
We had the tacos before the tigers.
I wholeheartedly don't remember the taco. I believe you 100%.
I have pictures because I was amazed because they're literally making the tortillas fresh right there in front of us.
Like how Chevy's used to do.
Yeah. No.
Was that what it was though?
Chevy's? Yes. Chevy's used to do that.
I know. I'm comparing two polar opposite things. But no,
they used to press. They literally, you saw the ladies take the dough, press it out, throw it on the grill, cook it. Then they're putting all the, oh my God, they were some of the best tacos I've ever had, but authentic, real.
Do you have pictures of me at this place?
I probably do. God.
My goodness.
How many years ago was that?
A long time ago. I honestly, I don't remember. I do not remember eating tacos in Mexico.
Yeah.
I remember the tigers because I was freaked out.
We did the tigers afterwards.
Nope.
Oh, look, there's a picture of me holding a tiger. Here's a video of me getting flipped upside down.
Oh, yep, I remember that, because we all pitched in.
I feel bad for that guy.
He put a back brace on.
He did have a back brace on. He needed a back brace to lift my fat ass up. Why do I not have the pictures of...
See, I don't think I was involved.
No, you were there, because I know you were there.
It was like the hangover. I'm the guy that's lost.
Well, you're in this picture drinking outside of the Corona factory, so.
I remember that.
Yep.
And I think.
Here it is.
Down south.
It's a video.
No.
You 100% were there.
Oh, I believe you.
Dude, look at that lady. She's pressing it out, throwing it on the grill.
Oh. Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. Was this a little like storefront that you walked in and they had a big...
Everything was lower than us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I remember this now.
Yeah. I was going to say, we were all dying and we told our guide, as an air quote, cartel member for sure.
Oh, for sure.
We're like, dude, we just want tacos and booze
yeah.
and have a good time. He goes, yep. I'll take care of
you. I remember this now.
And he had to get off the bus before we crossed the line. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I remember.
He was legit, though. He was a super
cool guy. He was fun.
He's the one that brought the tequila on.
Yeah, that was not fun. Because I don't drink tequila.
And he joined us.
Which was cool.
He did get us hooked up on the beer and ice and all that. So.
Well, and it was super nice of him to bring the alcohol, too.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Oh, God. Death.
So, real authentic for adventure. Real authentic street tacos for me.
Okay. I would like to, if I'm gonna venture out, I'm thinking like seafood.
Okay.
Not that I can recall. I don't think I've had shark.
Okay.
Which I've heard shark steaks are really good. So that would, you know, because if I'm looking at a menu and there's rockfish and oysters and, you know, all of the other things that I love, it would be hard for me to say, oh, I want the shark steaks and whatever. So that would be venturing out for me. But I've heard they're amazing.
Okay. Yeah. And see that I don't disagree with you because my next one is very similar to that as well. Because I think the seafood thing, I feel mine would be more on the sushi side.
Okay.
So I agree with you. Like, if you look at the menu and you're like, oh, I already know how tuna tastes or I know how salmon tastes. I will say I have gotten a lot more adventurous, especially with like nigiri or sashimi.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this is a different type of whatever fish this is. I'm like, well, let's try it. Like octopus, that kind of stuff. And it actually turns out really good. So the only thing I don't like about sushi is the masago on the
sushi. I'm good off that. Yeah. The little orange crunchy.
Yep.
It's like Pop Rocks, but fish.
Yeah, it's fish eggs is what it is. But I'm good. But legitimately, I will do different hand rolls now.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. But fish definitely is the more adventurous, but there's so much. But I want the, I don't even want cooked fish. I want the raw fish.
Yeah. So two parts. To speak on with yours. One, I tried to get you to be adventurous and you declined my offer. I just want to throw that out there.
When
we went to Sushi Pier.
Oh yeah, no. I'm not, that's not fish though.
I know, but it was being adventurous.
I'm not doing a quail egg.
Either. So it was a quail egg with, I think it was sake.
Yeah, no.
And sriracha and then some type of either like a teriyaki soy.
You had like 12 of those.
Those were so good. So good. Oh my gosh. And then secondly, on the venturing out, have you ever had Toro?
Yes.
Okay.
I have.
So I would say probably 2-3 years ago, I was invited to go to sushi for lunch with a family friend. And the husband ordered, I couldn't tell you what it was. It was a couple orders of, is nigiri with the rice and then the fish on top?
Yep.
So he ordered a couple orders of Toro nigiri. Like that was his meal.
Yeah.
And I go, what's so special about that? Mm. And it's the, for people who don't know, it's the belly of the tuna.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, man, that sounds kind of gross. And he explained it to me as you're biting into butter.
Yes.
And so there was nothing.
So much flavor.
There was nothing on this fish besides the fish and rice. And he goes, you can have a couple of pieces of mine. You can dip it, whatever, but I want you to try it by itself first. And it literally is the same consistency as pork belly burnt ends.
Yep.
After they're cooked and that just the fat turns to gelatin and the meat just disintegrates. That's what I would compare it to.
Yep.
Now that I've said that, that's the belly of the pig, right? Yep. So,
makes sense.
Every time that I go to sushi, which isn't a lot just cause it's super expensive, but every time that we go, I always ask if they have it because not all places carry it.
Correct.
It's more expensive. It's more of a delicacy.
Yep.
I would assume. I mean, I could eat 4 or 5 orders of Toro nigiri. Yep. Yeah. That is definitely, now obviously sriracha or sriracha mayo and soy sauce, yeah, it all adds to it. But that fish is so flavorful and so buttery, it just disintegrates in your mouth, and I absolutely love it.
Yep, nope, I completely agree with you. Completely agree.
Gosh, my this was my first or second.
Well, you, is the Toro going to be your second?
Oh man, even though you've had no, I'd venture out.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the shark steak would be the biggest.
Yeah.
That would be the biggest thing.
That's for your me. First one.
That's my first one. Second, another type of fish. I don't know. Maybe something kind of funky.
Like a shellfish, maybe something different.
Yeah, I got to stay away from shellfish. It flares the gout.
Mm.
So
but you've had quite a bit of shellfish too.
Yeah,
I mean, you've had lobster, you've had shrimp.
Yeah, I have, but
you've had crawfish.
But like a big amount of it, I wouldn't be able to eat.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know of another type. I would say another type of sushi fish that is kind of off the wall.
Okay.
I guess would be my second one.
Okay. Third one. That's tough. Like adventurous. I feel like I've gotten adventurous the older I've gotten with a lot of food, like Indian food.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know. That would be... It's tough because I've done some like Asian duck. Ooh, Peking duck. I've never had that though.
You've never had that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So back in the day,
I don't know if that's exotic enough, but it, no, I know it I takes, mean, I know the cooking process on it takes forever.
So back in the day, and I'm talking early 2000s, you know who now? This is, in my opinion, early 2000s. Who has the best Peking duck?
Who?
Bel Air.
Really?
Bel Air used to sell it in their hot wok section.
Interesting.
Yep. And so it would be just the breast portion.
Yeah.
And they would slice it. And I don't remember. You'd get like half a breast or three quarters of a breast of Peking duck.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
See, I would love to go to a restaurant where they cook the whole duck.
Yep.
And then they bring it out and cut it up. I would do that. I think that'd be cool.
There's definitely places, I would assume not in Placer County. I know like downtown Sacramento has a lot of super authentic Asian restaurants, just kind of as a blanket statement.
Yeah.
but yeah, I
does
that would be a good one.
Does Red Lantern, do you think they do one? Because I heard they have pretty good Asian food.
They don't.
Really?
So my wife and I went, I don't think it was for anything special. I think her and I, oh no, it might have been an anniversary or something. We went to Red Lantern at Thunder Valley Casino, and I was not impressed whatsoever.
Really?
Yeah. I thought the orange chicken at Panda Express was better.
I heard that they used to have really good Asian food. Maybe they just dropped down in
the I would say we went 2 years ago, and now that we're talking more about it, I think it was for an anniversary, and it was not good.
That disappoints me.
Oh, so we both left. We both left hungry because the plates were small, and the food wasn't very good.
That's really disappointing.
Now, atmosphere-wise, 10 out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's beautiful in there.
Which is funny because High Stakes is fucking amazing.
I unbelievable.
Love that. Yeah.
Unbelievable. High Stakes is definitely my favorite.
Yeah.
I've done Morton's. I've done Ruth's Chris 10 times over. And High Stakes is definitely where it's at for the Placer County, Sacramento County area.
Yeah. That's disappointing because whole Peking duck, they do have it, though. Whole roasted duck served with buns, shredded scallions, and hoisin sauce.
That sounds amazing.
$65.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because it's the whole duck.
Oh, it's the whole duck. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that part. Okay.
Which makes sense. Yeah. I mean,
I would pay that.
I mean, here's just a roasted duck, because this is like Chinese barbecue. Roasted duck, half duck marinated with herbs and spices is $28. And knowing the cooking process for Peking duck,
yeah,
Man.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can't knock it too bad. Like, I would, because you've never been, right?
No.
Okay, so I would want you to go and voice your own opinion on it, but it could totally be an off day. I will say this. I would go back. I would go back with the mindset of, I hope it's better than last time.
Well, and I'd probably try something. I would probably try, like, as much as their meals, like, price-wise look like the thing, I would probably do an a la carte, like, mm-hmm. family, because it looks like their dumplings look pretty good, right?
Those were good.
So,
and they were bigger and thicker.
So do some dumplings and then do a, like a chow mein, right? And then going in here. I mean, the sweet and sour chicken sounds pretty decent. General's chicken is always delicious.
But you know who has the best General chicken?
Thumas Chinese?
Lincoln Chinese.
Lincoln Chinese.
Yeah.
But then like honey glazed walnut shrimp, that were prawns, I would get that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But the whole Peking duck looks fucking, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely want you to go. I would go back again. I would just have the mindset of, gosh, I really hope it's better than last time.
I would go thinking that we're going to a higher-end Chinese restaurant, knowing that I'm going to pay a little bit, and I would buy that duck just because I know it's a higher-end product.
Yeah. No, I'll go with you on that one.
With buns, too? Like, get the bun?
The bao buns?
Yeah. Yeah. That just, it sounds, I feel like we could go spend $65 and there's a whole meal right there.
Correct. Yeah, no, I agree with you.
Okay. So we'll leave the wives at home.
Yes.
With the kids.
You and I go on date night.
Yeah.
That sounds great. And it sounds like we'd both be sleeping in my trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
Which actually wouldn't be a bad idea. It's not bad. Actually
probably sleep pretty well.
Yeah, you would. You would. All right. So my number three would be, I would say, some type of big game that we don't have here.
Okay.
Camel.
Camel hump.
Camel hump. Rush Hour 1.
Is that what that was from? I think so. Yeah.
That was good. That was a good one. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you what type of big game animal.
But what big game have you had so far?
I've had deer, elk. I've had bear.
Have you had axes?
No. Yes, I have. Okay. In ground form.
Okay.
Someone at work, that their family flies to different countries to do hunts.
Yeah.
Gave me, I think the axis was just ground. I don't think there's anything to it, and that was good.
Okay.
It's super different, but it's good. I couldn't tell you of another big game.
Buffalo. Water buffalo?
Water buffalo. Bison?
Bison.
I've had bison burgers. I don't think I've had a bison steak.
Buffalo? Just buffalo, regular buffalo?
No.
I mean, elk tenderloin is the freaking best.
Yeah. Backstrap of deer, I've had a bunch.
Yeah.
I think Mr. Joe Rogan is a big bison steak.
And he's a big elk fan too.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, he loves his steaks.
Has he called you lately?
He sent me a text the other day and I said, hey man, I'm super busy. I'll get back to you in a couple weeks. Yeah. He said something about like buying out our podcast. I just kind of let it go. I didn't have time. He sent me some contract and it just wasn't, I don't know. I'll get to it at some point.
Okay. That works.
Yeah. So big game would be my third.
Okay. I like it.
That was fun.
Yeah.
The whole impromptu chat. What's it? GBT?
GP.
GPT. What does that stand for?
No idea.
We'll look it up.
Let's see here.
GPT.
Let's see here. Should we ask?
Generated. I have no idea. I'm saying generated.
Generative pre-trained transformer.
No, I was not even close.
Yeah. So
okay,
But I think we should do that again.
I think what we should do for next episode is I come up with a topic, you come up with a topic, we throw it into ChatGPT, because I thought it was George Boy, but it's Paul.
Yes.
And see what it comes up with, and then have the episode based on that.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. I like that.
Let's do it.
Yay for generated stuff.
Yeah. Well, change it up a little
bit. Well, it's impromptu, and it made us think.
Well, and I think that's what I like it. It makes us think on the spot.
Yeah.
Which is a little different with not being able to prepare.
Yes. No, I like it.
So, sweet deal. Well, thank you for listening to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast.
Please like, follow, subscribe on all our social media platforms.
And remember, we're on YouTube.
That's great.
All our episodes.
Yes.
And daily posts on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. They're just little shorts.
That's so awesome.
They're 60 to 90 seconds each.
Okay.
Make sure to like those, please. Comment on them. Follow us.
Yeah.
On all those platforms.
All the platforms.
And we can't forget Patreon.
Patreon.
Thank you guys for being Patreon members. Thank you for subscribing to us, getting early access to our episodes and exclusive content.
Yes.
We hope you guys have a great and wonderful rest of your day.
Outro.